Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim coming to you live out of Philadelphia, PA. First, let me do an assertion. If I walk the path of being out of finger, I will keep my mind focused on the work itself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the lightning and I will get what I want, okay? The assertion puts you in a vibratory frequency to really think about, what do you want, man, to get what you want. That's why we do an assertion. And when we say assertion, because according to the Bible now, we assert what we want into the universe, and the universe makes it happen. That's how it works. Through science, what we call action and reaction. Okay, I'm just going to lay it out there. Through science, which is action and reaction, okay? Reap what you sow. That's science. They just change the names, but you don't know that that we are a scientific people, all right? The five tribes are scientific people, all right? God is a scientist by nature, all right? Well, we can't relate nature to God because God is above nature. God made nature. Anyway, just to close that off, man can't fly. You can go outside your house, flap your arms all you want. You ain't going nowhere. You just be flapping your arms at a time. God can fly. God sit back and said, hey, nature don't hold me. I made nature. So whatever is in nature, I can overcome that. And it's in nature. It's not natural for man to fly, okay? But it's natural for God to rise above nature, okay? And that's what's going on. That's what we're talking about, okay? If you sow, okay, if you reap what you sow, right? If you sow two opposites together, you're going to get a reaction. Put math on a reaction, you have science. We are a scientific people. That's why I do the assertion, okay? I keep my mind focused on read what you sow. I keep my mind focused on science. They just change the name so you don't know what's going on. This is what Legacy of Nations is all about. It's going to wake you up, bring you into the reality of who you really are and what's going on, okay? Now, the topic for today is, who were the Almacs? Last week we talked about the Lemurians. Now, why am I picking these guys out of the, the Legacy of a Nation, hosted by Matt, he comes out with 20 things every week, okay? We're taking one of those 20 things every week, and we're gonna get into it. Just so that you can see how important they were, what was going on Saturday, okay? So this is Black history. That's what we're talking about, Black history. The Almacs, okay, we're talking about the Almacs. They were black folk, all right? Now, why we go from Lemurian to the Almacs? That's something to think about. Now, look, I'm going to drop a little two tidbits on you here. Now, remember, if you disagree or you have a comment, just press 1. All this is open for discussion, okay? Because I'm dropping stuff on you that you ain't heard before. It's been all around you. The truth is, you're surrounded by the truth, but here we are. We're here to wake you up. The five tribes need to wake up, not smell the coffee, need to wake up and drink the coffee. We are really asleep. All right, now, last week we talked about Lemurians. All right, Lemurians are coming through Mars, what they call Mars, okay? We're dealing with the Olmecs. Olmecs was part of the America, okay? The Americas was here long before Christopher Columbus and the boys, Leif Erikson and the crew, decided to drop by and pay a visit to the continent, okay? It was called the America. Now, I'm going to say this, right? You can, if you look for it, you'll be able to prove it to yourself. All right, although they change in Google, you can't get the information you want. I type in one question, they answer another question. They don't want you to know what's going on. That's right, they're dumbing down the internet to keep you from being informed of who you are, what you are, and what the heck is going on out here, right? Before the landmass, this was called, okay, Lemurica. wait a minute, brother. What are you saying? The entire planet was called Lemurica. Everything was centered around Lemurica, the Lemurians. okay? Omax was part of that crew, okay? I'm just saying they had a global network. That's why I like Horace Butler and the book When Rocks Cry Out. He figured it all out, and he got it in his book. When Rocks Cry Out, if you get a chance, buy the book, look it up. I'm just bringing something to your attention that you're not getting anywhere, okay? the Omax, 2500 B.C., before the Common Era, before Christ, or before they changed the time zone, the time period, right? The Omax was here. But this civilization, who were these people? Where in the world did they come from with the knowledge and the wisdom that they had? Okay? They made big, colossal heads so that you can know who they were. All right? Make no mistake about it. We, the Europeans, didn't have the technology, you know, at that time to make these kind of heads, to move this kind of weight around. They still don't have, they can barely move stuff around right now. You know what I'm saying? Easter Island and all this. All this was part of the journey of the Lemurians, okay? The Omax was part of that crew, okay? Now, the Americas, all right, understand, they change the vowels here, change the name here, right? And you don't have a clue to what's going on. These are your, the Omax are your ancestors. That's right. It all stems from the book that I'll be telling you if you don't know how to read. I'm talking about the Bible. Okay? Well, what the Bible know about spaceships and all that? Have you read Ezekiel? You read the book of Ezekiel? You know, they know about spaceships and all. 2,000 years ago, they're talking about this stuff. You know what I mean? And you're just now waking up to what's going on. Well, the Omax, okay, was part of the Americas, part of America, which the landmass was called the America, not America, but the Americas, okay? And it was a global empire. I don't know if I'm going to use the word empire, but it was a global, I'll use the word empire. They had a global empire trading back and forth with each other all over the planet, okay? The Mayans, the Aztecs, all these people were part of the Lemurian Empire, okay? These people come in from Mars. Wait a minute. You mean the Omax is not from this planet? Oh, boy. Where have you been? Have you been living under a rock? You know what I mean? Well, I know you've been hit with a rock. You're still asleep. You've been knocked you out with a rock. And one of our great speakers has brought that to our attention. He said, Plymouth, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. That's our brother Malcolm, man. Just a coin of face. Anyway, it's so interesting to me. As everything begins to unfold. Now, it's unfolding to me. Why? Because I know how to read the book I'm telling you about. What book are you talking about? I'm talking about the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. That's what I'm talking about, okay? I'm just saying, since I know how to read the book, all of history is beginning to open up, beginning to see so much, all right? We're not only coming from Mars. We're coming from Jupiter. From Jupiter, you know what I mean? We visited Saturn. We're all over the place because we made all these. Your ancestors made all of this. Wait a minute, brother. What are you talking about? When you research the Omax, it's kind of hard to find information because they ain't trying to give you no information. They're not trying to link the Omax to the Incas, to the Egyptians. All this is part of a global empire, all linked together. This is what they don't want you to know. In Horace Butler's book on Wilds Cry Out, he's saying that the architects, now listen carefully, the architects found evidence of that they had a global, what do you call the things that the, when they do I'm telling you, I'm getting tongue-tied here. What they call Olympics. They had a global Olympics going on. They were signing, and the architect was finding the arena. How come you don't know about that? How come they're not telling you this stuff in school? You see what I'm saying? How come they're not linking all this together as a global situation, okay? 2500 B.C., these people were moving stones and making colossal heads to give you a reminder that they were here, because they knew this was going to happen, all right? They knew that once they start leaving, you heard me right, once they start leaving, okay, because they had ships, all right? Well, how did 2,000 years ago, they telling you that we had ships? Ezekiel with the wheel. You have the ships they talk about in Revelation. There was a aeronautical engineer. I forget his name. I got it written down. Oh. But he got 64 patents out of the book Ezekiel. You throwing the book in the trash. And he getting patents, got rich. They getting rich off the book. And you throwing the book in the trash because you don't know how to read it. You know what I'm saying? How does man get 64 patents out of the book of Ezekiel? For those of you who don't know what a patent is when you come up with an idea that nobody else has, and you take it to the Library of Congress and you patent it. That means it's yours. Nobody else can take it. It belongs to you. Okay. That's what a patent is. And if anybody else tried to mess with it, you can sue them for stealing your idea. Well, they're stealing the ideas out of the book. See what I'm saying? They have taken the book, claimed ownership of the book. Now, they can take whatever they want out of the book and make patents of it so you can't use it. I mean, think about what I'm saying. Just think about it for a second. Like, oh, sitting here hard. Think about what I'm saying. They take a book that was given to you by your ancestors, make patents out of it, so that you can't use the same stuff that's in the book that they get me ideas from. They can sue you, okay, for taking the ideas. I don't mean to be laughing, but this is kind of hilarious how they got this thing set up, you know? Your ancestors leave you information that's very powerful, information that you can use to move you off into the stars where you come from, right? They put patents on it so that you can't use it. And if you use it, they will sue you for using what they stole out of your books that was left for you by your ancestors. The irony of this thing is absolutely amazing, you know? But think about what I'm saying. There's a global empire. The reason why I did the Lemurians last week, because of that, Lemurians tie into the Olmecs, tie into the Egyptians. They tie into all of this stuff. You follow what I'm saying? Let's go a little further. Because I think one of the things on the 20 list is the Moors, I think it is. I'm happy to get Matt. Text me a list of the 20. I don't get them mixed up here. But think about this for a minute, okay? You had the Lemurians, which this planet was called America. Still, most of it, a lot of the land that's still called America today. You know what I mean? It was called America before they came here and called it the United States of America. It was already called America. Okay, the Continental Congress, our founding father, set up a system so that we can have a little, this part of the land that could be a paradise for us. But, you know, one thing you have to understand, the dog-eat-dog people, they're always coming. Okay, yes, any indigenous person, anyone on the planet, and they've experienced the dog-eat-dog people. The dog-eat-dog people got one thing on their mind. If you don't have a military backup to protect what you have, they're coming to take a few lives here, a few dead bodies here. They call that acceptable losses, all right? Because they don't care about you. All they care about is their crew. and making sure that they have some type of control. Freedom means control. Think about what you're controlling, and then you'll know how much freedom you have. That's the legacy of a nation. Legacy of what nation? Legacy of the black nation. Legacy of people. You follow what I'm saying? It's basically about all five tribes. We're going to talk about the European tribe one day, but not today. Right now, we're talking about the black tribe. We're talking about the black folk on the planet that they don't want you to know about. They don't want you to know that we were here doing things when they thought the world was flat. Okay? This is very interesting. They're top-notch people put out statements that the world was flat. And you got people around, right, running around right now talking about the flat earth theory. Duh. We can see the planet. We got satellites up there. We got, excuse me, we got space stations up there. We can look back and see this little model. It's not like we just talking now. We can physically see the planet. Okay? We can see this little ball spinning. You know what I mean? Turning on its axis. I'm just saying. So we have moved beyond the flat earth concept, and we enter, we notice a ball. We're learning so much about the planet that we live on, all right, that we actually made ourselves. Oh, Brother Elohim, what are you saying? You going out of your mind? When did we make the planet? Okay, let me just say this for a second. In the book, it tells you it took 6,000 years to put this together. Didn't say it happened 6,000 years ago. This is where the idiots go off. Follow what I'm saying? Well, how can everything be 6,000 years old? You're right. It's not 6,000 years old. It took 6,000 years to do it, but it happened millions of years ago. Not 6,000 years ago, just like it might have took a few years to build the White House. But it didn't happen a few years ago. You know what I'm saying? It happened, I forget when the White House was built. It happened close to 100 years ago. The place been here. We can't say that the White House been here for 3 years. You know what I mean? The White House been here for 4 years because that's how long it took to build it. All I'm saying. I just did my research on how long it took to build the White House. Remember, you can hit one on your dial at any time. You can help me out here. Okay. Now, think about what I'm saying. Okay. The Olmecs, they're relating the Olmecs to 2,500 years ago. But the Olmec civilization go back a lot further than that. It goes back into the Lemurian culture, into the Lemurian, well, I don't want to say culture. Well, yeah, culture, because it's science. Read what you sow is our culture. Science is our culture. We are scientific people. That's who we are. But the Olmec tie into the Lemurians, which tie into Mars. Wait a minute. How are you going to tie all that into Mars? Here's what they've been doing. I'm going to give you a little trick. They change a vowel, change a letter, and next thing you know, you think they're talking about something different. You can't tie it all together. This is what they don't want you to do. They don't want you to tie it all together. Your journey didn't start on this planet. Okay? Your journey started before the planet. This is what they don't want you to know. This Darwin theory that they come up with, they don't say the Darwin facts. They say the Darwin theory because it's just something that some guy made up to make you think that the last ones here is the most evolved, which would be the Europeans. It's a racial hookup. It's, you know what I mean? It's all about racism. Darwin's theory is about racism. Wake up and smell a coffee. Well, wake up and drink the coffee, okay? Which I like to have a cup right now. I drink coffee once a week. Sometimes I miss my little cup of coffee, I'm telling you. Anyhow, according to the diet that I'm on. But anyhow, back to the topic at hand. Now, let's just think about this for a minute, okay? We're going to get into some other parts of history, but I just want to deal with the Olmec situation, right? Because when we talk about the Americas, you're talking about Mexico. See what I'm saying? You're talking about all Latin America. All this is part of the Americas, all of it. You know what I'm saying? And the Omax is part of the Lemurian, part of that Lemurian group, which links the entire planet together. This is how you got pyramids all over the planet, not just in Egypt, all over the planet, okay? Because it was a global network, a global empire. Some of the continents sunk, which is going to happen again. Some of the continents sunk. That's why you got pyramids underwater. In fact, they got a glass pyramid under the water. You understand what I'm saying? They're not telling you everything that you need to know. And you can start figuring this thing out if you use the book. I keep going back to the book. If you use the Bible as a code book, not a religious book, okay? The first, now the code, now the key. I'm going to give you the key to the book. The key to the book is Psalm 82. That's the key to the book. Everywhere they mention God, they're talking about a man or a woman. Everywhere. I don't care when they talk about God. They talk about a man or a woman. See? When they say God made the heavens and the earth, they're talking about men and women made this. Let us make men and women in our image. How are you going to do that? You procreate. Okay? You procreate. That's how you do that. When you procreate, the child come out looking like you, or you hope it looks like you. You hope it looks like you want to come out, you know what I mean? Come out looking like somebody else. You got a problem. Wait a minute, honey. Hold it. You know what I mean? I know what I look like. I don't look like no lizard. You know what I mean? I get a baby looking like a lizard, you know, or a cat. No, I'm just trying to keep it light. But that's the key. That key opens up the whole book, okay? That turns the book from a religious book into a code book. And that's the first code you need to put on everything. You start putting that code on stuff, and it makes a difference, okay? When they tell you, how do you go against God? What God is he talking about? Now that I understand that every book that was written by the person that wrote the book was a God, all right? That's right. Wait a minute, man. What evidence do you have of something like that? Look, if you go into read the story of Moses. Moses wasn't a prophet. In the book, Moses was a god. Aaron was a prophet. You see what I'm saying? Whoever knew what was going on knew that Moses stepped up from being a man into God, because that's what he actually are. That's a whole nother story. But I'm just saying, the evidence. You're surrounded by the evidence, but you can't see it. And the evidence of what's going on is in the book, if you know how to read it. Yeah, I'm pushing you back towards that book, because your European counterpart took the book and dominated the entire planet. Once Maurice showed Constantine that it was a code book, you know, that's why they love Maurice, boy. Without his teachings, they'd have been in trouble. They call him a saint now, this black man showing these people how to read the book. And they never look back. They couldn't conquer this whole planet without the book. And you sitting here throwing the book in the trash. Now, I'm not supposed to be talking about the book now. I'm supposed to be talking about the Omax, okay? Omax was part of the Lemurian culture. This is what all this is tying into. It just takes you back to Kemet, to every place where there's a pyramid, and there's pyramids all over the planet. And now, what evidence do we have that we actually come someplace else? And there's a pyramid on Mars, man. There's a pyramid on Mars, all right? All right, let's think about this for a minute. Let's get into some of these little, they're word games they play, all right? Now, this planet was literally called Lemurica. That's when all the land masses were together, okay? Once the land masses start breaking up, people start waking up a little bit, they begin naming it after their tribes, like Sudan and stuff like that there, okay? But this part, this area, then the name never changed. It's always been the America, okay? From when the Lemurians first came here. Now, let's get into this. If you take the term Mars, right? This is where the journey begins. well, it began a long time before that, but I don't want to go too far back. If you take the term Mars, all right, M-A-R-S, change the vowel from A to O, but you get more. You know what I'm saying? This is what they've been doing. they take a move a letter out of here, change a vowel, and change the pronunciation of a word, and you think it's something totally different. It locks you out of linking your history together. Your history goes back off this planet. In my lectures, I'm telling you where you come from, dealing with Cyrus Day, Cyrus B, through the black hole, all of that. I'm going through all of that, but the evidence is all around you. You are surrounded with the evidence, but have you sleep? They have you caught up in the matrix, and you don't know what's going on. You can't figure this thing out. You understand what I'm saying? They're getting paid, getting rich off your information. And they keep you from seeing the information, because once you wake up and know the information, then they can't trick you no more. How my man say, you've been hoodwinked, you've been bamboozled. This is what they're saying. If I understand, this is what my man say, you've been tricked. All right? And you're constantly being tricked, because you literally are accepting the information that they're giving you, because you don't have a code to go by to decipher what's going on. You need to decipher the information that's coming into you in the book. The Bible is what you use to decipher the information. They have you throwing it in the trash. I had one scholar, he says, man, if I'm in the bathroom, I run out of toilet paper and the Bible's there, hey, I'm going to use it. That's what he says. I'm saying to myself, this guy's a noted scholar. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to denigrate nobody. But it's on his page. It's on his page. If you study these scholars, you'll know it's on the page. Follow what I'm saying? But I'm saying, and I have people to tell me right now, oh, well, I don't read the book no more. I throw it in the trash. They be saying, the wealth of knowledge, they're taking that book, making patent, getting rich off the book. You know what I'm saying? And you can't follow what's going on because you can't figure nothing out because they have you sleep. Well, we're waking you up right now, okay? You're not from this planet, okay? You're not African. You're not none of that. You're not none of those things. You're not even from this planet. If you study the well, it's hard to find out, get as much history because they're dumbing down the internet now. You go on the internet, it's kind of hard to find out stuff about the Olmecs, about the Lemurians. It's hard to find this information out. That's why I was glad that our brother Max, every week, he would list these 20 things. But we're going to break them down. We're going to go through all 20 of them, all right? Now, okay, where was that? Oh, we were talking about how they change the letter. Change the letter. Change the vowel. Now, remember, all you have to do is hit one. If you have a comment, so if you want to, you know, have something to say about history, about this or whatever, you can jump in anytime, okay? Just hit one on your dial. Let me know you have a comment. Now, if, like I'm saying, they're talking about Mars. If you change one vowel, you get more. And if you add the letters in there, okay, you get Lamar, Lemurians, okay? They just take stuff out, put stuff in, so you don't know what's going on. This country is not, the landmass is not supposed to be called, well, they do call it America, the America, but it's L'America. That's what it's supposed to be. L'America is tying you into Lemurians, tying you off planet. See, they don't want you to know that you come from off the planet. Okay, that's why they got a missing link. It ain't missing. We just don't belong here. We're not indigenous to this planet. Hello? And the evidence is all around you, but you can't see it. They got you hoodwinked. They got you bamboozled. I'm using Malcolm X's terms. Okay, I don't mind. Some people hate Malcolm X because he was a true speaker. And a truth seeker. Well, he was both, okay? But now, letting you know what they've been doing. They change a vow here, change a letter here, and they got something totally different that they're putting into your brains that keep you from linking yourself to the cosmos. Because that's who you are. See what I'm saying? This is why I like, I keep bringing it back to the book. I mean, what can I tell you? Because I want people to know that it's a code book, okay? And if you use the code book right, it will open up certain doors. I'm gonna say this too. If you read the teachings of Yahshua, only what's in red, all the way through, all of it, all of Mark, Matthew, Luke, John, all the way through, you'll get a DNA awakening. Well, let me say it this way. I got a DNA awakening, and somebody turned me on to get a DNA awakening. I'm turning you on to get a DNA. What is a DNA awakening? Let's talk about that just for a minute. I ain't gonna go too far on that either. In your DNA is all the knowledge, past, present, and future, in your DNA. You follow what I'm saying? They have learned how to read your DNA. That's why this whole history thing is going on, because everybody's DNA, people got different information in their DNA. And they've learned that just a couple of strands of DNA has enough space to handle all the information in the library account. Hello? That's how valuable your DNA is. That's how much information is in your DNA. And when you have a DNA awakening, you're able to go in and read the information off your DNA. I'm going to say that again. I don't think you heard me. The phone should have lit up. No questions, no nothing. Here we go. When you have a DNA awakening, you can go inside yourself and read your own DNA and information that's in there. You know what I'm saying? You can even read what was going on in your mother's womb. Telling you. Oh, brother Elohim, you don't go too far now. Think about what I'm saying. Because you were a conscious entity when you entered your mother's womb. Hello? That's why the biblical people, those who understand the book, are fighting so hard to keep the women from dumping these babies. They're dumping the babies during the first trimester. They're dumping the babies. And when that sperm enters the egg and it vibrates at 72 megahertz, your spirit or in your incorporeal energy enters the egg at the time, and the egg lights up. That's when the child is alive. Right then, at that particular point, you have a conscious entity in that woman's belly. Okay? They make it look like it's not, well, it's my body. Well, it's your body, sure. Yeah, before you get pregnant. Once you get pregnant, that third child ain't yours no more. You know, that third child entity or that second entity that's in your belly, it's a life all of its own. And you're carrying it. You know what I mean? But it's not your body no more. That body belongs to the conscious entity that took it over in the conception. Okay? This is why they're fighting so hard, because there's so much going on that we don't know about that is driving me crazy. You need to, if those of you, I don't know how many of you have heard of Ma'afa, right? But Ma'afa is a CD that they put out that's telling you about the Eugenics Society, Margaret Sanger, and all that stuff, and how more black children have been killed since they started the Roe versus Wade thing, where women talk about it as their body. They're targeting black babies. I'm telling you, it's a method of genocide. That's why the clinics. I forget the name of the clinics, but that's why the clinics are in the black and black and Spanish neighborhoods, because they're targeting you. On the mafia CD, one of the white folks said, the best way to hate a nigga is to hate them before they're born. And he calls in. I mean, it's right on the tape. He calls in. Talking about, I will put up the money for an abortion, but you have to guarantee me it's going to be for a black abortion. This is what the guy says, right on the tape. right on a CD, but before black abortion. You have to wake up and realize what's going on, okay? There's people, right, who's been so brainwashed, that they don't have a clue to what's going on. They run around hating you, right, when they should be reverencing you. Because all of this stuff that they're doing that's coming in is coming out of your mind, not theirs. And that's what's bothering them. They're trying to figure out how are these people becoming so advanced so fast? How are they giving us so much? And how come our children can't keep up? This is what they're trying to figure out. Their children can't keep up because they're blocking information. You block information from a child, it's going to dumb the child down. They're dumbing their own children down and don't even realize it with all this racist crap. Follow what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, getting a little off topic here. Let's get back on the topic. We're talking about, well, this is Saturday is history. Legacy of the nation, legacy of the black. That's what we call it. Legacy of black people. They're melanated people. All right, because everybody ain't really black. So we're saying melanated people. All right, that's the legacy of melanated people. And I don't even have to go through this. It's because the Europeans are keeping this information from you. The information I'm talking about. Okay. I did say I was going to get into some other history other than the Almacs and the Marians, but I'm just giving you evidence that you come from all planets and that that the code book is telling you that you made the planets. You're not from this planet. You made this planet. Your ancestors made this planet. Okay. This is, and the evidence is all around you. Unlimited. You have no limit as God. That's what the book says. You have no limit as God. As man, you got limit. But as God, you don't have no limit, okay? And the only difference between man and God is the thought process, how you're processing your thoughts. If you think that nature controls you, then you can't rise above nature. But if you know that you made nature, then nature has no hold on you. Man can't fly according to nature, but God made nature so you can fly. You can make jets, planes, whatever you want to do. You got bombs that can blow up the city. Now, man can't do that. The only thing man can do is get him a little spear and kill animals and eat according to nature. But you're above nature. Nature don't control you. You control it. All right? And this is what we're talking about. So let's talk about just something else for a minute. But the Olmecs, they're your ancestors, all right? They left a message for you. You have to go back and figure out what the messages are. And the messages from the Olmecs, from the Lemurians, is in the book. This gives you the thought process so that you can think outside of the box. Right now, it's hard for us to think outside the box, all right? We have to get outside the box. Wake up and drink the coffee. Smelling the coffee is not doing us no good. We had to drink it. Speaking of coffee, tomorrow's my day for coffee. But anyway, you got to wake up. And this is what we're here for. The legacy of a nation is designed to wake up the melanated people because the non-melanated people are blocking the information. I don't want to say all of them because all of them aren't against you. Every European on this planet is not trying to mature you, okay? And every black person on this planet is not trying to lift you up. So you have to be mindful of who you're around based on what's coming out of their mouth. But you have to really, really stop and listen to what people are saying. Listen to what people are saying. In the 80s, they were sending up the spaceships. Like, I don't talk about that now. They sent up the spaceships. Colonel Gregory, right? He designed the spaceship, the most sophisticated, right? Think about this. The most sophisticated piece of machinery on the planet was designed by a melanated person, okay? You're not getting this in school. How come they're not telling you this in school? Aeronautical engineer, female, Christine Darby. She, you know, when they had a sonic boom and all that, she solved that problem. The icing on the wings and all that. She solved those problems. You're not getting this in school. Hello? They dropped the atomic bomb. mathematician broke the code for the atomic bomb. But they're not telling you that Einstein had 8 black mathematicians work with him, and one of them broke the code. And they took him to Washington because it was such a big deal and gave him the most civilian award that you can get. Einstein took the credit because he was in charge of the he was in charge of the group. So they gave him the credit, but he wasn't the one to come up with these figures. He wasn't the one to come up with this stuff. It's like they're giving Einstein credit. I believe they're giving him credit for some of the math that he's using, but what is it, calculus or trigonometry, whatever it was. But black Indians was teaching this stuff to the Europeans. I'm talking about who was going to dominate India at one time, the British. He was teaching this to the British mathematician before Einstein was even born. They don't even mention Inhotep, the actual father of medicine. He's not really the father of medicine. The medicine go back to Inhotep too. But they're giving Europeans credit for every doggone thing. And all they've been doing so far is plagiarizing everything. They're stealing everything, right down to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Your boys, the George Washington's crew, did not write it, okay? They did not write it. They're hyping you up. 1776, we won our independence. They didn't win nothing. I'm telling you, they didn't win the independence. They fought for 33 years up to 1812. They lost. The British wanted to teach them a lesson. They sent troops over to burn down the White House and the government building. Well, it wasn't the White House then, but they sent them over to burn the building down. That's why it was burned down. Look it up if they're still putting it on the internet. They're taking stuff off the internet. Just Google who burned down the White House, okay? And I tell you, Britain sent the troops over because you lost. And the agreement that you made in 1812 proves that you lost. That's why we can't have a king and a queen here, because the treaty that they signed forbids us from having a king and queen in this country. Okay? Now, the queen don't want to be challenged by another female. She's the most powerful person on the planet right now is a female queen. You know? Well, forget about the Pope. That's another powerful influence. The Pope got influence. See what I'm saying? But the queen got power. There's a difference between power and influence. Now, they both work. But power is when you can pick up the phone and put boots on the ground. Ain't got no ships and tanks and jet planes out there. But the queen do. You know what I'm saying? She could pick up the phone and knock off a country. The Pope can't do that. You know what I'm talking about? The Pope got influence. But the queen got influence. And power. Influence is money. But the queen got influence and power. How come we don't have, as many people, how come we don't have the power that we should have? China is just now getting into the mainstream with this power thing. Okay? China. She's just now coming up. She's got the third largest military or something like that now. I'm just saying. She's starting to put her boots on the ground. China's starting to wake up. Oh. And they know that they're in a global fight with the dog-eat-dog people. Dog-eat-dog people, there's two cultures. This is something else that we have to get used to. They got you thinking that culture is where you dance and jump around, and they have nothing to do with your culture, okay? Those are distractions put down by the 1% in your area to keep you from figuring out what's going on. All those things are distractions to keep you away from the political ring. Keep you away from your history. Keep you away from finding out what you're supposed to be knowing and what you're supposed to be transferring to your children so when they come out of school, they're never broke. Never broke. Never have the hardship that you've been going through yourself trying to get to a certain place. All this stuff you're supposed to be giving to your children, but the children ain't getting it. Why? Because you're asleep. Well, Legacy of a Nation, and Alan Brother Mac, Legacy of a Nation is here to wake you up. Okay, every Saturday, we're going into history, okay? We're going to be talking about some things. So I'm going to get into a whole bunch of things about history that you need to know that should be being taught to you in your schools. OMAX is one of those things that should be being taught to you in school. Lemurians is one of those things that should be being taught to you in school. The journey from Mars to here, okay, should be taught to you in one of your schools. All I'm saying that we're talking about, well, how come we got curly hair and we got big nose? You can look at the atmosphere on Mars. See what I'm saying? And that will explain why we look the way we look coming out of Mars. Hello. Well, I'm just saying, hey, look it up. I don't know how much, but you better hurry up. Because like I said, they're changing the internet. They're changing everything. The OMACs are your ancestors, right? And how did they make these colossal heads? You got to figure out what these people were about. 2,500 years ago, they making stuff like this here. 2,500 years ago, they making stuff like this here. Well, 2,500 years ago, they making stuff like this. All right? They doing stuff that's in the book, that the book is talking about, that we just now getting into. How come the Dogon, how did they know about Cyrus A and B up there where the black hole is? Okay? How did they know about that? When they couldn't, when they don't have telescopes, so they're not physically looking at it, and they just now getting telescopes big enough so that they can verify the information is there. You know what I mean? They're just coming to the point that they're recognizing and verifying stuff that's in the book. They don't have the technology to check out some of the stuff that's in the book today. There's stuff in the book that the scientists today don't have the technology to verify one way or the other. Follow what I'm saying? One way or the other. Just like the Lemurian continent here on this planet. They thought it was a myth. All this time we talking about it, they thought it was a myth until 2013. One of them went under the water and saw it. They said, oh, man, wait a minute. This stuff really happened. This stuff really existed. And don't let me get to talking about belief. People came here when belief was underwater. Hello? How can people come here and build underwater? What in the world is going on here? You know, they come here with the technology to build underwater. Hello? Now, this is just, I'm just throwing this out there for food for thought. Go check it out. Don't just, because I'm saying it, but I'm saying it because you're not hearing this stuff. You're not getting this. You're not getting this stuff, okay? I'm listening to all kinds of TV shows, news, everything. I'm checking what they're teaching the children in school, all of this stuff. They're not transferring information to you properly. They're not linking it all together. So it becomes one long history. And that's what's going on. Your journey began up near Constellation Elohim. That's what we call it, Elohim. But it's called, well, it was called Constellation Osiris, and it was called Orion. Now they call it Orion. Well, they changed the name so that you don't know what's going on. This is what they've been doing. And this is what they're doing with the Lemurians, with America. The OMACs, all this stuff, okay? They're just changing things around to keep you from realizing that your journey didn't start on this planet. Everybody walking around thinking that we started here. We didn't. And evidence is all around you. You're surrounded by the evidence, but you can't see because you sleep, okay? brothers and sisters out there. You mentioned one of those guys' names on the basketball field. They know his name, his stats, where he lives, what he eats, what he wears. They know everything. You ask them something about politics, they don't have a clue. Ask them something about the book, they don't have a clue. Well, I guess they don't have a clue. They have a clue, but they have the wrong clues. Hey, you follow what I'm saying? When you start dealing with reality, when you wake up, all these distractions don't matter. None of this stuff matters. Baseball, basketball. Unless you're going to turn pro, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? Unless you're gambling. Now, if you're gambling off of it, trying to see who wins, you're betting on the games and stuff, okay, and it makes sense. You're gambling off of it, you follow what I'm saying? But it's a distraction. The 1% put these things in motion for a distraction. And I don't care where you go, what culture, what time period you go into, those distractions are there. The dancing, the large things that be going on with the women and everything. All these are distractions so that the politicians keep the people distracted and happy so that they don't know that they're stealing all their money and taking all the stuff from them. These guys living in these big houses, you check out that the prince of Saudi Arabia and how he lives. You follow what I'm saying? And you got people over there that can barely eat, barely got food on the table. The culture, there's two cultures. I know I'm sound like a broken record, but there's two cultures. The dog-eat-dog culture and the reap-what-you-sow culture. Those are the two cultures that we're dealing with. The reap-what-you-sow culture will turn the planet into a paradise. The dog-eat-dog culture will come in and take what the reap-what-you-sow culture has. So the reap-what-you-sow culture has to maintain a dog-eat-dog situation to protect themselves from the dog-eat-dog people that's coming, all right? If they don't have enough to defeat you when they first come, they'll make peace with you. What does peace mean? Peace is a declaration of war. It's a declaration of war of attrition. What does attrition mean? Little by little, you're building. Little by little, you're growing. And when your army get big enough, you go and take the little guys. That's what peace means. When somebody... peace. Well, somebody wish peace on you, they actually declare war on you. They don't know that they declare war on you. It's a war of attrition. That's why they signed the treaties. When Germany lost the First World War, they put it in writing. You're not to build no military. You're not to have this up to a certain point. You're not to have that up to a certain point, because they know that once the treaty was signed, a war of attrition began. Then Hitler came along and said, "Hey man, we're not dealing with the treaty. We're going to build the military." And he built the military out. What happened when he got to a certain point? He started taking the little guy's stuff. That's how the dog works. The dog is coming to eat your dog. If you ain't a big dog, you're going to get eaten. You're going to get eaten. That's how the dog eat dog culture works. We only got about 2 minutes here. I'm starting to think everybody's on the line. Even though you didn't hit the button, it's okay. I mean, at least I know you're listening. And the board didn't shut down today, so I know who's on the line, who's listening, which is good. Okay? I want to thank you so much for chiming in. I appreciate it. Now, tomorrow we want to be talking about that book, you know? So if you got any questions about the book, anything you want to challenge me on the book, come on with it. You know what I mean? I'll be talking about the Bible. Any challenges, anything you want, or if you got some preacher or minister that you want to bring on the line to challenge me, come on with it. I'm here, ready, waiting for you, okay? I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace, so let it be written, so let it be done. Like I said, I want to thank you so much for chiming in. And this is Legacy of a Nation in honor of Brother Matt, who's been doing it for so long. And so we're just doing it for a while. And maybe he decided to get back into it, if not, whatever. But we're going to be here because I think that the Legacy of a Nation, Legacy of a Black Nation, is important. So I'm picking up the torch, you know what I mean, until he's ready to come back on the fold and do whatever he want to do, you know what I mean? Because he really kept this going for a long time, and I appreciate where he went. And the shows that we're doing, the next 20 shows that we're doing, will be in honor of Brother Mac. Uh-oh. Wait a minute, Brother Mac just checked in. We only got about 26 seconds. We got about 26 seconds, brother. So 1927, you're on the air. Can you hear me? 1927, you're on the air. You have a comment or a statement? Okay, well, we only got about 6 seconds left. So if you do have a comment.
I didn't realize that I was muted. Brother, I want to thank you for bringing us this information, because you've given us a lot to chew on and to think about, especially the mindset. We have to accept a whole new concept when we start to consider that we did not begin here, but we began out there, came here, and then went back out there, and we have been left behind. But thank you so much for the information, and thank you for having the nerve to bring it to us. Keep up the good work, my brother, and be well.
Well, thank you so much for your output and hard work that you've been doing over the years, keeping the legacy of the nation going. This is Brother Mac on the line, and we appreciate you, brother. And we're here, Legacy of the Nation is here because of you, and we want to keep going. And with that, I'd like to say thank you, and we will tune in again tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about the book tomorrow. Much love. Remember, love is an act to make others feel good, so go have a feel-good day.
Much love, my brother.